You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Always to be joined by my big pal, Mr. Billy Nelson. Billy, how's things, mate?
No, I'm not bad, man. And a wee bit of cold. I've been off the gym the last couple of days, so...
All right. Well, listen, that too trendy hoodie that you've got, and remember, you're 50-something, mate. You should be wearing clothes that trendy.
Well, I'm sorry that I've got a better fashion sense to you, Andy, but yeah, and my fashion sense is zero.
Exactly, so I must be minus one then.
Sorry, pal.
That's all right. You've got to get your face in the shot, William.
Oh, sorry, pal. Sorry. I thought it'd probably be better with it.
Well, that's very true. I wanted to get you on because obviously big heavyweight fight this weekend, Sunday night fight night, which I'm looking forward to because Sunday nights are boring for me, and the fact that we've got a big heavyweight all British title fight, against Fabio Wardley and Fraser Clark. I mean, what a fight this is going to be. I think it's going to be a barnstorm. It's going to be a great fight. So I want to get your thoughts on it. So I'll let you rab away.
Well, between me and you, most British title fights are usually between two British guys.
Well, that's true, aye.
that's just between you and I.
Nobody knows that. Okay, between me and you.
Well, that is what it is, isn't it? It's two domestic fighters. I think it's fair to say that the best fighter on the bill is Ben Whitaker. Mm. I think he's the guy I'm looking forward to watching most. Obviously, my friend Fraser Clark, I hope he wins.
Obviously, Fraser Clark is going in there with the amateur experience, Olympic silver medalist, but he hasn't had the pro fights yet. Fabio Wardley's, it's been mentioned in the media and whatnot, that he's this white collar fighter, but he's had a lot more professional fights. Was it 17 to Fraser's 8? I think it is. Who does that favor? What can we read too much into that? Obviously, we know the amateur scene and the pro
far too much. I mean, Wardley's he's done particularly well for what he's done, but listen, Fraser's boxed at that high level in the amateurs, you know, the elite amateurs, and they say that's the equivalent of 6-7 pro fights, and he's done many of them. Was it a WSBB or something they call it? Remember the top fighters for each country fight each other, and he's fought far superior fighters than Fabio Wardley. Granted, he's been beat with a few, but he's beat a few, you know. But I think people are overlooking, and I personally thought, although it wasn't the best fight to watch, I thought his shot selection was better against Dave Allen. Was it Manchester?
Manchester, yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think
I thought his jab was very good that night as well, and that's what broke Dave Allen up and frustrated him.
Can you see a knockout on this one, Billy? Is it one of them ones where
I can actually see it? I can see this one going to points, I think.
Mm. Well, the two very, very talented fighters, so I think
well, Well, they are, but they are domestic level fighters. I mean, I think Big Wardley's done particularly well for where he's came from, but if he was chocolate, he'd eat himself, wouldn't he? You know what I mean? And, you know, there's far, far better fighters than what he is out there.
When you say the domestic level fighters, because I was going to go on to sort of like, although Martin, you're fighting Martin Bacoli is UK based, and obviously whoever wins that fight, either Wardley's going to remain British champion, Fraser Clark's going to become British champion. I know Martin can't obviously fight for that title, but is that domestic name to get Martin's name further up out there? Maybe not up the rankings. Does that interest you to fight one of them? Or is that a step down, even though you've got this?
With the fullest respect to both of them, Martin would beat both of them on the same night. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, they're good fighters. They're good fighters at their level. Martin's level's above them. And he is.
Do you not think any of them can become, go on to push on for, because like, the reason I'm saying that is when you look at the heavyweight scene right now, we're talking about the top guys. They're all in the mid-30s, going on 40. Zhang's 40. Joyce is 39. Joshua is mid-30s. Usyk mid-30s and so on. Do you think that maybe they can fill that gap, Wardley or Clark?
No. Well, you've asked the question. I mean, you know, I just don't. I think Wardley's possibly came to a ceiling where he is. He's as good as is what he's going to get. Big Fraser could win a British, and he could possibly win a European with the experience he's got. And Wardley could win a European. But I don't think either of them are going to be world class. I don't think. Although I'd like to be proven wrong, I wish both of them the utmost success on Saturday night. Although I'd like to see Fraser win because I know Fraser.
Going on to Martin then, Billy. What's happening with him? We know this. He's got this mandatory against Cassius Chaney, the Don King fighter. I think this has been ongoing for the best part of what, 3-4 months now. What? When are we going to see this fight get on? When's this happening?
We're fighting on the 31st of May,
right?
In America,
okay,
against Cassius Chaney.
And it's been
that case for quite a wee while now. I think Broner's on the same bill as well.
Where about in the States is this, Billy?
I think it's Florida.
Okay. Is this the first time Martin's fought in it? This is the first time Martin's fought in the States, is it not?
First time he's fought in the States. He's been in the States before.
Mm.
But the first time he's fought in the States, aye.
So a good platform in that sense to break into that American sort of market.
It's a final eliminator for the world title. So we're getting there slowly, very slowly, because of the way the heavyweight landscape is now. Everyone's blowing right up because of the fights getting postponed and the rematch clauses. That's ruining the sport. You should only have rematch clauses, in my opinion, as we spoke previously, on voluntary defences. Never on unifications or mandatories.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a rematch in a mandatory, but you can have it in a unification. That doesn't seem right, does it?
That's boxing for you, William.
But it's not that's boxing for you, but other people are boxing. Other people are in boxing.
Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying, you know boxing now, that it's where it's at nowadays. It's a business, and then it's a sport. I think that's safe to say nowadays. I think a lot of people...
That's always been the case, Andy, always.
That brings me on to Martin. Obviously, he's making a little bit of noise now. On
with threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Social media, I mean, he's more vocal in interviews now, where he's calling out these fighters more. He's always been the softly spoken, polite guy, but now he seems a wee bit more, he's got a wee bit more fire about him. And I spoke to Sam Jones last week, referenced the sparring video against Joe Joyce that he's released. Sam told his side of the story. Did Martin release it?
Well, you want the truth?
I just want to get...
you want the truth now?
Give me the truth.
The truth of the matter is Martin was sick in the gym before the spar because of something that he ate. And he had projectile vomit at the end of each round, seven rounds. Now, if you don't believe that is possible, it happened previously when he sparred Derek Chisora, Ian Lewisham and Tom Little, four rounds, one after the other. Projectile vomit at the end of each round. So there's multiple people in the gym seen it happen. It's happened before, and it happened that day. For some to say that Joe hit my body shots, and for Joe to say it, Joe must have been hit harder than what I thought against Zhang, because that is not what happened. It most definitely was. See if that's what happened. Now, the fullest respect to me, Sam and Joe, post the full video as well. The full video, and let people make up their minds. Because you'll quickly see that is not the case. But show the full thing at the end of the round. Martin, projectile vomit in the bucket. Martin wanted to continue because he wanted to help him for his forthcoming fight against Daniel. We travelled all the way down there, so he didn't want to go all the way down there for nothing. He wanted to help Joe, which is a credit to him, but it was... Like, nothing to do with body shots. A lot of shite.
So I think it's Sam. What Sam was saying, that he was sick at the end of the round to body shots.
Here's the question. As I say, show the full spar. The full spar. Remember, Sam showed a different spar for the one that Martin posted. But show that spar that he showed Martin being sick in the bucket, but show the full spar and ask yourself, why was Martin being sick at the end of the first round when he never got touched with anybody's shots? Because he was sick prior getting in the ring. So the body shots stories are a lot of nonsense. They know it. Post the full spar. That's what I'm saying to him. If you're that confident, that's what happened. And you're telling the truth. If Sam's telling the truth, go and post the full spar. Because I'm telling you, that's not what happened.
Do you ever think that fight will come to head then with Joyce and Bacoli? Because it seems like there's a storyline there now.
Well, they can make whatever they want. I mean, Joe's been offered the fight previously, about 3 years ago and 18 months ago, and knocked it back. There's a reason why he knocked it back. Because he'll get put into oblivion. As I've always said, big man's a cracking big fighter. But against big guys, we see that Martin McCauley's got a disparity. He'll get exactly what Zhang gave him. Exactly the same. And he said, Joe had the balls to go back in with Zhang. He's been knocked out again. And it looked terrible. Absolutely shocking against Cash Alley.
Well, I done an interview with Michael Hunter, and it seems like he would like the rematch, Martin Bacoli. He says that...
Of course he would. Of course he would, because he's got the middle of a donut just now. He's going about every promoter on the planet trying to get a deal. And he can't.
Do you...
I know what's happening with Michael Hunter. We're not interested in Michael Hunter. We're number one. We're fighting a final eliminator. We'll get that done, and hopefully... early part of next year, we'll get fighting for a world title. What does Michael Hunter? Michael Hunter's not got a ranking just now. So here's my question to you, right? Martin fights Hunter in July or August, beats him. Of what benefit does that do to Martin's career to get the world, to get near a world title shot that he craves for? Absolutely nothing. Because we're still in the same position we were before the fight. We want a fight that's going to get him closer to a world title fight.
But if you can't get
Sam
that
just fight...
I was going to say, if you can't get that fight that gets you close to that world title fight, is writing that
we've
wrong?
Got it, Andy, we're fighting a final eliminator, mate. We're fighting a final eliminator.
I get that, but like you said in boxing...
Andy, listen to what I'm saying, son.
I'm hearing.
We're fighting. What would you rather your fighter do? Fight a final eliminator or fight an unranked fighter?
Fight a final eliminator.
Thank you. Rest my case, Andy.
But
don't
here,
ask any more silly.
No, but I'm not going to say right now.
Don't ask any more silly questions on the subject then. You've just answered the same as me.
But I'm not meaning right now. I'm not saying next.
Well,
I'm saying...
Later on, if we win the world title and he gets his stellar ranking, of course there's an opportunity.
That's what I was going to ask. But I was going to ask that, Billy. Obviously, that fight, it must irk
you. Do you honestly think Martin Bacoli's scared to fight fucking Michael Hunter?
No.
Come on, fuck. Andy. Get out of yourself.
Billy, let me ask the question before you go there and start jumping through my neck. I was just going to say, even though he's not ranked in that, obviously, does that fight...
But you're saying that even though he's not ranked?
No, listen to what I'm saying. Even though he's no ranked now, if he gets ranked, right, and he's in a position, and you obviously, if Martin gets that final eliminator, becomes world champion, right? Martin does have them options, right? He can get a voluntary. Does the fight irk at you that much, you and Martin Bacoli, Michael Hunter, where you know the fans are talking about it, or Sam Jones has mentioned it, that irks at you that much
Sam
that
Jones
you want to go get redemption?
Of course, we'd fight him, no problem.
Right.
But when we win the world title, we're not any different from any other fighter. We want to then fight unification fights. You know what I mean? We're not any different from any other fighter, Andy. We've got aspirations of winning all the belts, if possible.
And the good thing is, Martin Bacoli is only 29 years old. He's young for a heavyweight.
He's 31.
I was well off. I had a guess. I was giving him a little light lay-by. He looks 29.
31. I'm sure he's 31, January.
He looks
30. I'm 31.
When
he gets a shave.
Obviously, you mentioned, I'll go back to Martin Bacoli. Cassius Cheney, when's that? 31st of May. Then It's just all guns blazing for that world title.
Well, that's the plan, of course. We'll do whatever the WBA tell us to do. When we beat Cassius Cheney, if they tell us we have to have another fight in the interim before whenever the WBA gets mandatory position gets called for, that's exactly what we'll do.
If that belt becomes vacant,
quite simple.
If that belt does become vacant, who's sitting in the WBA rankings? Is Joshua number two? Wilder's there.
Too,
but
he's going to be fighting. He's going to be fighting Fury, isn't he?
Dubois there, is he not? Dubois, is he sitting quite high number four?
But Dubois is going to be fighting Hrgović.
Mm-hmm.
Dubois will never, ever, ever, ever fight Martin.
I've heard you say that numerous occasions, Billy. To be fair,
why is it never mentioned? Why is Daniel Dubois' name never mentioned by Martin? Why is it Joe Joyce, Michael Hunter? The common denominator between Joe Joyce and Michael Hunter is V. Sam Jones, V. Gobshite. And the same Sam Jones that has asked me, five or six times, I should really manage Martin. Why would you want to manage Martin if you don't rate him?
Is that a conversation that's been had between you and Sam?
Never, never in the slightest. Why would I want it? Well, I've got Martin for 132 in the world to number one in the world. So why do I need Sam Jones? Who's doing a fine job with his fighters, don't get me wrong, he does a fine job for them. But he's got a fighter, his highest ranked fighter be Jack, who is a world class fighter, but he's already there. I got Martin when he was 132 in the world and 7 or 8 and 0 or something like that. So I don't think I've done a bad job with him, Andy. He's went for earning £600 a fight to hundreds of thousands. So I think I've done all right.
No, you've done all right, mate. I'll give you a pat on the back. You know me. I'll give you the pat on the back. But you and Sam Jones, I like this little relationship you two have got going on. I like this.
Listen, mate, I was talking to Sam yesterday morning. He phoned me for the gym, chatting away. Listen, he just opens his mouth sometimes and like his wee belly rumble, doesn't he? whenever he wants his fucking head handed to him in a misfits, he says, "Oh, if I get offered $300,000, I'll do it for free." I tell you what I'll do. See if somebody was to give him $300,000 and me $300,000. See my $300,000. I'll give it to the Ex Boxers Association. There you go.
And a fight with Sam Jones.
I'll smash his fucking peed into a canvas. He'll never do it. He's not got the arse to do it. He's not got the pants. There you go.
That's my headline right there, William. You just nailed it. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. No, but it's true. I will donate. If I get offered to... Well, I don't think I can fight in the Misfits, and I've explained this to him because I hold a British Boxing Board of Control license, but Sam doesn't hold. And I don't think I'm allowed to fight in Misfits. I mean, I'm 56 as well, but that wouldn't put me off it. I'd do it in a heartbeat against them. If I thought the £200,000 went to Xboxers, no problem.
Well, I don't know if I can be the promoter for this fight. Why don't we just do it and a wee show up in Scotland somewhere? Unlicensed, bare knuckle.
But again, I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah, underground, William. Underground, like Fight Club.
Underground. Fight Club.
You know what I mean? Some warehouse somewhere in Glasgow.
And what do you think the chances of Sam turning up at that?
Well.
Fuck's sake.
Right, boy, I'm
listening. I'd fight a wee man in his own back garden.
This is fighting talk, Will, Billy. This is fighting talk. Yeah. Sam's never gonna happen. Sam is brilliant, so, man. Sam's brilliant,
point man. Even talking about it. It was meant to happen in Dubai 2 years ago. Oh, I've got this amount of money to give, but somebody's gonna pay for me and you to fight. I said no problem, and I've got witnesses. No problem. Let's do it. Did it happen? No.
Well, listen. If it can happen, I'll be there. You know that. I'll be front seat. But I might do your corner, Billy, or I might do Sam's corner. I don't know yet. Whoever gives me the most percentage.
You get into Sam's corner, mate, because you've no won anything yet either. So. I was looking at his record. I mean, Big Joe Joyce started 8 years ago. Now, for a guy that's had quite a lot of fights as a manager, he's only really had a Commonwealth champion and Joe Joyce beating a 98-year-old Leroy Thomas. You know, he's won a couple of international titles, but that's all he's ever achieved. No one ever had his title with any fighter or any other fighter apart from Joe Joyce. Has he?
No, well, give him time, I'm sure. I'm sure he'll be all right. No, do you know?
Eight years. Fuck's sake, I could rob a bank out by nearly that time.
I need to get a joint interview with you and Sam one day, man, and let you just ramble on. I think that would be an absolutely fantastic.
I go on all right, he's just a wee gobshite, but I mean, but he's good. One thing about him, he cares about his fighters. And he's doing a good job for his fighter, so fair play him.
And likewise to you, Billy. But listen, like I say, I'm doing it my wee van this weekend for Easter. my wee caravan, as you can see there, William, and my kids have got me running ragged. I'm in the car right now with the purest of signals trying to do this interview, but we're here, we've done it, we managed it, and it's always good to speak to you, Billy. And if I don't see you beforehand, have a good Easter, my friend, and thanks so much for doing
all
this.
Have a great time with the kids, mate. Sports Social Podcast Network.